Pānea Papa is with us, who is an amazing advocate for our Reo Māori Tikanga, plus also academic study. She's doing a fellowship working with Indigenous academics from across the Tasman. It's the 2022 Atlantic Fellows for Social Equity Program, and it's based at the University of Melbourne in partnership with Auckland Uni. Pānea, tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us on the program once again.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Aroha mai to disappoint, but it's Pānea Newton, not Pānea Papa this month.
Hey, well, that's interesting, isn't it? This is written Pānea Papa. I've been watching Pānea Papa on TV. But it's Pānea Newton. Tēnā koe, Pānea. Oh, hey, it's been great. It really is nice to catch up with you, Pānea. Tēnā koe.
It's been a while.
Yeah, indeed. And you've had a peppy since last time I spoke with you, I think, as well. So how's life as a mama?
Oh, I tell you, it's interesting. It's flipped our world upside down, but, you know, we wouldn't have it any other way. She's a bubbly and energetic little Māori girl. So, yeah, we enjoy her very much.
Okay, Pānea, that's a typo there then. And all of what I've said is attributable now to Pānea Newton, who we all know and love. Look, sis, can I again take my hat off to you for the stand? And while it's not completely resolved out of the Humatau, you know, I was out there the other day and I went for a hikoi along Oruarangi, the river, and out towards the stone fields there with my sweetheart. And I was just taken by the peace of it all. And really, this is what you were trying to protect. There's something very special out there. And of course, all that effort, you sacrificed a number of years to make that stand. Do you still feel proud of that and all worthwhile, even though there were lots of hardships along the way?
Absolutely. Look, Dad, I think back to all those years ago when we were speaking about this kaupapa and hardly anybody knew about us. And so it's crazy, almost, you know, amazing to think how far this kaupapa has come and all that the whānau have been able to achieve. And to be recognised through this fellowship also is an honour and allows us to continue the mahi to pursue justice for our whenua. So I'm really looking forward to delving into some deep wānanga to explore what were the impacts of our kaupapa and how we connect those to other Indigenous movements and social movements across the Atlantic.
You're a deep thinker about cultural issues. I'm led to believe that this is collaborating with Indigenous academics from Australia and New Zealand, but it will be, has it got a wider brief then with First Nations peoples, not just Trans-Tasman Indigenous thinkers?
Yeah, so this hub is one of seven hubs, and the fellowship involves 21 fellows from Aotearoa and Ahitereiria. And so, yeah, all of our fellows are passionate about, you know, their reo and their mātauranga and empowering other Indigenous communities for generations to come. So I'm really excited to connect with other people and to be with like-minded people as well as I process the last 6 years being involved in this campaign and to look deeper into how we may have, you know, contributed to other movements in Aotearoa or how, you know, we may have rocked the boat a little bit. But I'm interested in bringing some closure to our kaupapa and, you know, really exploring what this kaupapa meant to our nation.
There are many examples across the Tasman of similar stands and very worthwhile stands as well. What do you think your experience will be able to, how do you think it will impact on those that you're sharing time with? And I guess we should ask, you know, what in fact is the focus of your study and how long will it take? What form will it take?
Yeah, so this is a one-year master's in social equity leadership, and we'll be doing a series of modules across Melbourne and Aotearoa under the guidance and mentorship of some amazing kaupapa Māori researchers, including Linda Tuhiwai-Smith and Te Kawehau Hoskins and many more other great researchers like Melinda Webber. And we'll be, discussing, a lot of the fellows actually lead different organisations with a focus on Indigenous communities, trying to dismantle the structural barriers that our Indigenous communities face. So I'm really looking forward to, building capacity and capability in this field of social equity. And it's been a while, I must admit, since I've been at university. And I was actually quite reluctant to join the fellowship. But when I seen some of my friends who have been on the previous cohorts and some of my mentors and rangatira that I look up to who are involved in this kaupapa, I was inspired to apply. And so I'm really grateful, and hopefully this will lead me one day to pursue a PhD study somewhere at one of our astound whare wānanga here in Aotearoa. So I see this as a stepping stone.
It's an interesting whakaaro, isn't it? Social equity. And the gut feeling is that our people have been denied it for what seems like generations. And it's right that we shine a light on the inequity that exists, both through even the inequities that exist in academia, but certainly in social service delivery and in the way that our cultural norms are often disregarded. But it's an interesting concept and one that will be very much a great opportunity to get your teeth into, ne?
Absolutely. And, we don't have to look too far as Māori, especially to look at some of the social inequities that we face daily and the structural barriers that we come across in our daily lives. I mean, look at what's happening with the pandemic and other examples across our nation at this time. And so having being part of this kaupapa will support the fellows from Aotearoa especially to get some experience and to broaden their ideas around what social equity and honouring te tiriti in Aotearoa looks like.
Well, I'm sure you'll have a great deal to share with those that you will be involved in this program with. I've got a lot of respect for our cousins across the Tasman too and the way that they've had to battle along. They have often looked across the Tasman at moves, and the situation at Haumata wouldn't have escaped their attention either. So it's a really rich opportunity for you and for them. Congratulations on the fellowship, and I guess you're getting underway early next year. You won't have to move across the Tasman in order to do this, will you?
We're not too sure yet. We're watching closely, the restrictions with the borders. So in time we will tell, but our first induction is this weekend and we get to watch other cohorts from previous years present to their final presentation. So I'm really looking forward to the likes of Kay Marie Dunn and our other fellows, Sammy Hughes and Te Awatea, do their presentations this weekend. So, I'm really looking forward to it, and it's a great opportunity. And I do encourage other people who are looking to pursue social equity in Aotearoa and to explore their whakaaro and delve into some wānanga about what social equity looks like and learn from other Indigenous cultures to look to this program for next year's cohort.
Pania Newton, how lovely. I'll be looking forward to talking with Pania Papa. She's a pretty amazing woman as well, isn't she, Pania?
Absolutely stunning. Wahine toa mana wahine. So I take your messages and comments this morning. Kia ora, Dale.
Kia ora, Pania. Great to hear your voice again, system. Mauri ora kia koe. Pania Newton will represent us on that